It's not a coincidence, folks, that almost everybody who is LGBT is also supporting abortion, which just tells you something really important, that their so-called inclusiveness does not include babies, does it? It doesn't include any class of people that they wish to murder. And of course, it's never been about inclusiveness. It's been about using the label of inclusiveness in order to demand obedience and to marginalize those who don't bow down and worship their demonic left-wing agenda. And that's what the LGBT flag is a symbol of, by the way. It's a symbol of Satan because it's a perversion of the rainbow. The rainbow itself, the actual physical rainbow, is traditionally associated with God. And it is it's a glimpse into the nature of light, which is something that, you know, God created all the physics of our universe. God created light and the cosmos and the fabric of reality and so on. So the rainbow symbol is supposed to signify God. But if you look at what Satan likes to do, he likes to take everything that represents God and then twist it and turn it upside down and pervert it in order to conquer that in the name of Satan. And so the LGBT flag today is a symbol of Satanism. It is far worse than the Nazi symbol. It's a symbol of spiritual death and suffering and destruction and pure evil. So, of course, they hijacked, you know, the rainbow symbol and turned it into their own demonic agenda symbol. Of course, they love to murder children. Of course, they like to attack children because children represent the image of God. And of course, they support organ harvesting from children in order to create vaccines, which they will mandate to be injected into other children. And once you understand where vaccines come from, you understand that a vaccine mandate is a cannibalism mandate. And this is modern medical cannibalism, which is another satanic ritual, which is the harvesting of organs from babies and children and then consuming them to sort of in a dark force way to consume the life force of the child, right? And even though these rituals are not carried out in the same way they used to be, now it has the label, the overlay of science and medicine. But it's still cannibalism. You're still sacrificing children, harvesting their organs, and then injecting substances made from those dead fetal tissue. You're injecting them into other babies. So it's a kind of medical cannibalism, and it is a ritual to worship Satan. Why do you think they're so mad that Roe versus Wade just got overturned? Because they know that they're going to lose out on a massive amount of the spiritual energy that comes from abortions. You see, murdering children generates a tremendous amount of dark cosmic energy that evil feeds upon. And they need the baby murder. They need that fear. They need the destruction. They need unborn babies to have their limbs ripped from them piece by piece as they're crying inside their mother. The left needs that because that's the energy source upon which satanic or demonically infested individuals feed. That is their source of energy. So when you shut down the murder of children, you're shutting down their, you know, their fuel source, basically. And even worse for them, you're replacing it with the light of God. God is coming in. God is returning to America. And I think that's because America is deciding that we've had enough of the evil. The Supreme Court decision is basically an invitation to say, hey, God, we would like to return to your ways. We would like to honor your vision for humanity. We would like to protect life, at least in half of America, let's say, in the red states. And God is listening. God is always listening. And so you're going to see this split now where the blue states and, you know, the demon-infested left-wing lunatics, they're going to openly worship Satan. And they're going to show their satanic flags everywhere. That's the LGBT flag, the rainbow flag. That's just them claiming territory for Satan. Whereas pro-America, pro-Christian, pro-life people are going to now invite God into their lives more than ever before. They're praying more than ever before. Hopefully they're reading Bible scripture more than ever before, because God is on our side and God is going to destroy the demonic creatures. God defeats Satan and God sends Satan's minions to hell for eternity, by the way. Judgment does come. And God is all inclusive. Everybody gets judged. That's right. And you get put to the place you deserve, which for a whole lot of people today is going to be hell. But everybody that you see flying the LGBT flag is proclaiming their obedience to Satan. Most of them know that consciously. Some don't yet realize it, but they will learn it soon. But if they are flying the flag for Satan, God sees that too. God pays attention to the symbols and the images that you consciously use, especially when you use them in the rejection of God, and especially when you realize that these same LGBT demons, many of these people are the same people who are into pedophilia, child grooming, child mutilations, and also firebombing churches, which is just beginning, and that's going to accelerate far more. So you're going to see a lot of violence against churches, which, once again, God will notice what's going on. Churches are going to be burned down. People of faith are going to be physically attacked and, in some cases, killed by these radical left-wing mobs. And so the demonic, destructive nature of this left-wing LGBT death cult is finally coming out to the surface. They're no longer hiding it. They're no longer pretending to be full of love and acceptance and tolerance and inclusiveness. Now they're just out for blood. You know, the demons and the zombies have actually come out. So they just want to kill you now, and they just want to kill babies now. And they even protest in blood or fake blood, holding dolls that represent babies. And the message is that they want to mass murder babies and they want to draw blood. And these are some of the protests in front of the Supreme Court from these left-wing lunatics. Again, demons, you know, demon-possessed individuals steeped in pure evil and participating in a death cult. And that's who they are. So one of the ways that, number one, let me just say, we are going to win because we are with God. And you can start to sense that we're winning now. You can start to sense the desperation of the radical left. And they're going to try to push their child mutilations and their child grooming and their LGBT propaganda. And they're going to say that if you don't accept them, that you're intolerant, that you're engaged in hate speech. But you can see their desperation now because they know that they're about to be defeated. They know that, in fact, in America, we more and more are going to adopt moral standards. Yes, moral standards on many things, including, by the way, you know, television and movies and so on. We're going to imprison the abortion doctor murderers. That's right. We're going to imprison those who mutilate children for profit. We're going to arrest them and imprison them. We're going to charge them with homicide in the red states. We're going to lock up those monsters. And in some cases, depending on how many children they've mutilated or killed, I mean, the courts might decide that these lunatics deserve the death penalty. That decision will be made by the courts, you know, state by state, I suppose, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. So there's going to be standards in red states of America, while there's going to be nothing but demon possession in the Democrat blue areas of the blue states. And fortunately, there are still, you know, actual Christians resisting all of this who live in the blue states and are going to help hold the line against all of this. But you can see that the left is desperate, that they're trying to pummel society with coercion and threats and intimidation, like that cop car, the gay pride cop car in Columbus, Ohio, that projects gayness and transgenderism behind a gun and a badge. And then even says on the side of the cop car, report hate crimes. I mean, that's what they want to do. They want to come to you with a gun and stick a gun in your face and say, do you support transgenderism and lesbians and gays and bisexuals and all of this? And if you say no, then you're a criminal, you see. But again, they're going to fail because God is on our side. So what we can do right now is, number one, continue our prayers. Thank God for overturning Roe versus Wade. Thank God for taking Ruth Bader Ginsburg from this world at just the right time so that Trump could put in place just the right people in order to overturn Roe versus Wade. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is rotting in hell because God put her there. God took her at the right moment. And, you know, she's not happy, but she's in hell. She's burning for eternity. And she's going to be joined by a whole lot of other left-wing radicals who are also going to hell because God's going to put them there. God's wrath is being unleashed upon us. But if we pray, you and I, we pray and we practice a Christian life. We practice morals and ethics, and we call upon God to show us the way, to lead us, to save us, then we shall be saved. We are saved. We're already saved in this moment. So do not fear what's coming. In fact, look upon it with a sense of excitement, because what's coming is, of course, the attempted war by the left, but their defeat in that war. What's coming is the victory for God and Jesus and humanity, and the world will be cleansed of these demon creatures sooner than you might imagine. And we will be able to continue a world without their evil and their death and their destruction and their hatred and their screaming and their intolerance and their demonic ways. They will be gone, and the world will celebrate and rejoice and pray and thank God for delivering us back into a world of sanity and faith. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. Thank God. Praise God. All the glory goes to God. Without him, I would not be here, and I would not be able to achieve what I'm achieving here. And I just want you to know this is all God's will. And we are nothing. We are just servants of God. And God shall be victorious. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com. Take care.